part one of two Charleston goalkeeping interviews, season-defining transfers, Open Cup cup sets, and more, right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. Tell your friends, the new seasons are approaching soon. And no, I don't mean of Stranger Things on Netflix, I mean the soccer season. With that will come even more exciting shows here on the World Soccer Report. Before all that happens, the Rowdies Rundown. The Tampa Bay Rowdies drew 1-1 against the Charleston Battery at Al Lang Stadium. The green and gold were the attacking threat in the first half, however their early efforts were only awarded with a dented crossbar from Jake LaCava. Charleston goalkeeper Hugo Faro was the wall preventing access to his silky nylon, and his efforts were extraordinary. He could not keep out Leo Fernandez's third goal in three games after he shimmied through many players to drill it into the far corner. The game was then tilted towards Charleston for the remainder of the match. Their efforts were not rewarded until the 63rd minute as a drilled shot from Romario Pigott found the back post run of Augie Williams, who I featured on the show last week. Make sure to check it out. The final chance fell to Jake LaCava, yet the brilliance of Preston Kilwine sliding in kept the scores level. The Tampa Bay Rowdies crushed Pittsburgh in a vital game 5-2. Pittsburgh scored first with an incredible Arturo Ordóñez shot. They also scored the last goal from Russell Cicerone. Two Tampa talismen took the trophy to the Tampa team, tallying two terrific strikes. Darn, that was a good one. Kyle Gregg chipped the keeper, while Mikhail Williams gave away a one-on-one that Lucky M. Kosana buried. This upped his tally with his second goal of the season and his second goal against Pittsburgh this season. Leo Fernandez scored two delectable goals, one making the goal of the week contenders, while Jake LaCava found his seventh of the season. With these five goals, the Rowdies secure their first away win at Pittsburgh ever, while handing Pittsburgh their first home loss since June 2021. More Rowdies news, this one's a transfer. Goalkeeper Devin Armstrong has signed a USL Academy contract to the club. In the US Open Cup, Sacramento Republic defeated MLS's finest LA Galaxy in a surprise 2-1 win. They took their chances when they popped up, and they were few and far between. However, Rodrigo Lopez scored only 4 minutes in after a perfect cutback from Douglas Martinez. LA fought back following an 18th minute corner, finding the head of Connor Donovan in an unfortunate own goal. The scores were level for a majority of the second half. Then the craziness began in the 70th minute, following a Luis Felipe drilled shot into the net from range. LA threw everything they had at the game for the final minutes, though their pressure was not rewarded thanks to a heroic backline in red. After fellow underdogs and USL League One talents Union Omaha fell to Sporting Kansas City, the semifinal will be between the MLS side Sporting Kansas City and Sacramento Republic. No bias, but I would love to see this run go far for Sacramento. Two superstars are lined up to join LAFC. Euro 2020 winner Giorgio Chiellini and Welsh superstar Gareth Bale are the two massive signings for the West Coast team. Sadio Mane joins Bayern Munich from Liverpool after their disappointing end to the most recent season, as I cry. US men's national team superstar Brendan Aaronson has transferred from Salzburg to Leeds in the Premier League. Aston Villa signed Diego Carlos from Sevilla, along with the Brazilian, fellow centre-back Sven Botman has left Lille to join Newcastle. Also at Newcastle, Matt Targa has made his move permanent at the club. Right back, Nusair Mazraoui has joined Bayern Munich from Ajax. Roman Berkey has joined St. Louis FC for their upcoming MLS expansion, along with Edward Lewin. Roman Berkey has joined St. Louis FC for their upcoming MLS expansion, along with Edward Lewin, who joins from Bochum, while Berkey joins some fellow Bundesliga club Borussia Dortmund. Roman Berkey has joined St. Louis FC for their upcoming MLS expansion, along with Edward Lewin, who joins from Bochum, while Berkey joins some fellow Bundesliga club Borussia Dortmund. Henrik Mkhitaryan has left Roma to join Inter Milan. Yves Bissouma has joined Spurs after multiple clubs took the midfielder into consideration. Mario Götze, the man who won the 2014 World Cup for Germany, has returned to Germany as he signs for Eintracht Frankfurt. Romelu Lukaku, after a very interesting spell at Chelsea, has returned to Inter. Arlen Tchouaméni is joining Real Madrid from Monaco. The midfielder has attracted a lot of attention from big clubs, and he may have chose one of the biggest. On the topic of interviews, I present a two-part special of the Charleston Goalkeepers. I have for you today young goalkeeper Daniel Kuzemka, who I interviewed after his first start for Charleston. Here with Daniel Kuzemka, goalkeeper number 31 for the Charleston Battery. Now, Daniel, you being in your 20s, this was your first professional game, and you played very well against the Indy 11. What was it like playing in that game?
It was a great moment. It was a big milestone in my my young professional career. You know, just graduating college in December and ending up here in Charleston and getting my first professional start felt great. Words are indescribable, and I just couldn't be more happy to get that start.
And some goalkeeper-specific questions, because I'm a goalkeeper myself. What was it like getting that first, I think it was like straight to your stomach, the first strong claim on the ball and like really solidifying yourself in the game? What did that feel like?
Yeah, I think starting off the game on the right foot by making a good pass or a good save always helps you mentally and kind of like settles you down into the game. You know, goalkeepers, they have a lot of pressure on them, and I think when you do a positive action first, it really helps you settle into the game, and I think that helped me have a good game.
And did it help in the first half as well, having the fans right behind you cheering you on?
It did, for sure. You know, they were behind my back. Obviously we conceded some goals, and there wasn't too much I could do about it, but they were giving me that reassurance that I was doing well and there wasn't much that I could do, so just to keep pushing.
And I saw you in training the other day. Mm-hmm. I was watching the goalkeeper training towards the end, and the goalkeeper coach was chipping balls into you, making sure you had your handling down and everything.
Yep.
What is it like getting the call to play a game in the upcoming days?
It's just a great feeling. I've kind of been behind two older guys, and when I got the call that I was starting this week, it was just surreal and something that I've worked for my whole life, and it's a dream come true, and I couldn't be more thankful.
And do you have any advice to young goalkeepers that want to get where you are one day?
Yeah, just never quit. I mean, the game's up and down. Obviously, tonight we lost, and I conceded four goals, but I still had a solid performance. That's just the life of a goalkeeper. Just don't quit and put your head down, and just keep going forward.
Thank you, Daniel. Stay tuned next week for part two, where I interview Joe Kuzminski after his goal, yes, goal, from a goalkeeper against Loudon. Be sure to follow my Instagram account at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol World Soccer Report, all one word. And if you are listening in on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up on Spotify The World Soccer Report, not all one word. I'm on Hoovy TV as well. Be sure to check out my Instagram to find out more. Thank you for listening. As always, thank you to Radio St. Pete Online for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report. I'll see you at the game.